This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Happy to have in the studio today Councilman Patrick Johnson and Alison Shadwell Williams, the local garden designer, to talk about the Half Moon Bay Vitalization Committee projects. Lovely to have you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John. Thank you for having me in here today and Allie here and your support with all your expertise in planting and all the landscaping that you are an expert at. And hopefully we can utilize your expertise with the Half Moon Bay Vitalization Committee, which is the streetscape master plan kind of idea of bringing back Half Moon Bay Main Street to its restore its beauty. It was brought forward to me with Betsy from It's Italia, Cameron's, and a few other merchants that they're having issues and trying to get people to come to downtown to shop and dine. And we want to bring that experience back so we get like a visual arrival experience. And I think that arrival experience should really be starting to take shape from 92 coming into town, where you first see your first sign on the left side there. It says welcome. We have now got the weeds. Public Work has actually now starting to maintain that. And on the right side, we have the cemetery where the walkway, we're trying to have them, Public Works, clean that area too. There's an issue with Caltrans on that. So we're trying to spruce up our town and try to get it looking better and try to get new wayfinding signs to promote traffic to the left side to go down to the Main Street. We're working on these older signs now. We're not going to do the archway. We're going to actually revitalize most of those signs that you're seeing currently that are old and outdated and need a new little sprucing. And Allie here has some great ideas. I want to have Allie bring in some ideas that she's got regarding those ice plants that we see at 7-Eleven and by the tavern. She had a great idea. She's got a couple of other ideas. And hopefully we can utilize Allie's ideas in the median, which are basically drought tolerant right now, which needs some severe work. And we're finding out that some of the sprinkler systems don't work. I'd like to get those resolved and then probably do a nice DG, gold DG that was there prior to bring kind of brightness to it. I'm looking at McDonald's right now up front, and they've done a beautiful job on landscaping. I want our landscaping to outdo McDonald's landscaping. That's my goal. Allie, give me some thoughts. What do you think? What do you think?
So my first thought was at the corner of 92 and 1, there's a lot of ice plants sitting on there, which is technically invasive for California. I think what we can do is remove that and then put in perennials that give some beautification and height to the area. And those will, you know, change throughout the year. One of my first conversations with Patrick was about we should turn Half Moon Bay into a year-round super bloom so that people want to come. And that can happen from 92 all the way down and through the city. Also, along Highway 1 by the Casa Del Mar area, I see that there are some wildflowers in that area. But we could increase that and make it more beautiful and make all of downtown Half Moon Bay a super bloom capital for everybody to want to come and see.
Great idea. You get the Instagram crowd coming in. They're always up there on the Brussels sprout farm, for instance, shooting in the spring. I think there'd be a lot more people coming in attracted to this. Good idea.
Especially with our town being an agricultural town and flower industry town, we don't want to lose that because we have been. We're not as much as we were before, but our town was based on that. And of course, pumpkins. So we want to utilize those things. I also want to try to get some art inside the medians. We have a local artist. His name is Peter Hazel. He does work for Burning Man, and he's a he started doing his first piece was Cameron bought it, and you could see it over at Cameron's. It's that large pumpkin. That was like a $4,000 piece back in the day. Well, his price has gone up because he's now worldwide known now through his art at Burning Man. I was in touch with him. He wants to do another piece. It would be great if we can get some money raised for that and do another large pumpkin somewhere in our area to attract people. So a lot of ideas. We need some funding, of course, but we need to keep the drive forward, and hopefully we can get something going. And you're starting to see some changes already, especially with Public Works helping us out, cleaning and maintaining and cutting the weeds, which is a big help right there. I think just simple things like that, power washing the awnings on Main Street, things that just make a change, sweeping the sidewalks. Those are all the things that we are talking about, basic stuff and bigger picture items to hopefully encourage people to come downtown, spend money, and dine with us.
Excellent. So my understanding is people come in and they hit the beaches mostly, and they bypass the downtown. Some are not even aware that there is a downtown there.
John, I thank you for bringing that up, because that was brought up at our city council meeting just last Tuesday, where we need to have kiosks at all the beaches that basically say, hey, you've gotten to your destination of the beach, but we do have other things here. We have downtown here if you need some, like you forgot to bring a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or whatever you need, or for dining, for lunch, for dinner, or just to have a beer or something or a glass of wine, to have like either something you just scan with your phone or a sign that's there at the beaches. Now, the other great idea that somebody had that brought forward, it was one of the merchants, I'm not going to take the credit on this, was the signs that you have that say, hey, look out for the sneaker wave and parking's over on the left and the beaches to the right. Welcoming people to Half Moon Bay, say go down to downtown, experience our dining and experience our shopping. So utilize the sign not only just for warnings and safety, but also to promote our business.
Is that a Caltrans thing?
Well, it's the sheriff has access to that, and I put a phone call out, but nobody has responded on that so far. So I think there's going to be logistics on that and details. But the ideas of all these ideas coming in from merchants and residents and citizens, keep them coming. Keep them coming, because we're going to explore them all and see what we can do. And that's pretty much how you get something done. It's just keep going at it. I think these signs that we're going to be going through is going to also, I want to mention, at the city council level, what we wanted is we want it to be local merchants, citizens helping us design the signs, and then the city's going to help go through the planning process and getting any certification needed, any permits needed, they're going to help drive that forward so we can get it done. So I like the fact that the merchants are helping design these signs. And then I also like the fact that we, Ali, can be part of and determining what kind of plants to put in the streetscape kind of master plan. Even if we're not going full bore on that plan, putting plants out in front of the merchant buildings, putting plants out front on the sidewalks and in areas that the parks and area that do well versus fail, educating the public works people, because they're not really landscapers, they're not really gardeners, they're just overall maintenance, you know, kind of guys that have to kind of dabble with that stuff. With Ali's direction and help, we can help vitalize and bring back those plants and actually plant plants that will do better naturally as well.
Biodiversity coming back into Half Moon Bay, which is what we need.
Right. So with that said, I think we're on the right track. We need public input. We need merchant input. We definitely want you to, if you're for this, please, you know, get a hold of your city manager or come to the meetings. We need input, because every time we have a meeting, there's been excellent dialogue from that, and there's been a positive energy that will only translate to something happening and something changing. And I got to say thank you for everybody that has, because the last meeting was excellent with all the inputs that we got.
So timeline on this, what do you think?
Well, we've been working on this for about 6 months. Betsy, I was having lunch at Johnny's, meeting an old high school friend of mine who, you know, we were reconnecting, and she goes, Pat, I'm really upset about these polls. And I'm like, what is she talking about? New council member Johnson now has to jump into the arena here. And I'm like, and these plants on Main Street, they're all dying on the potted plants. So with that said, this started this whole committee. So this committee has been going for about 6 months, and Crystalline's been very active in the chamber. I've got to give her a lot of credit. So we've got this little group together, and they're meeting at It's Italia. I don't remember if it was Monday or Tuesdays in the morning. That's another meeting, the downtown merchant meeting. That's where a lot of this stuff's coming through. But the goals are, Betsy was like, we need to we need to utilize these Main Street poles. And we have these poles that basically have accommodating little banners or seasonal banners, and they're not being utilized. And we have those baskets on Main Street that have those plants, which people don't know. They can buy the plants. I bought two. They're not cheap. It was $500 for two, but you can do a dedicated placard for if somebody that you're dedicating to, or like I did for my daughter's special needs class in the high school for the teacher, Kenny Gray. I did one for the people of Half Moon Bay to enjoy, which was, you know, dedicated through my company, Bo Johnson's the auto repair. So people can do that kind of stuff, and they can buy baskets to keep Main Street looking alive, which is the goal for the Pumpkin Festival. That's what this is all about. So they are actually out now and just getting seasoned, and they're actually kind of growing and thriving now. So when the Pumpkin Festival comes, they're going to be in full. Baskets going to be really, really full and growing and all that stuff. So you will notice that, and I want people to notice those things. These are things that the citizens are doing, committees are doing, so that our town looks good. Anything like that would help. That's what I think would be appropriate for people to do. What's your thoughts, Ellie?
I agree. I think there's so much that can be done, and keeping it going all year, not just for the Pumpkin Festival, would be absolutely fantastic. As you mentioned earlier, we are a community, agricultural community and flower community, and we should really be positioning that for the public to see.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, thank you both. Lots of great ideas. Can't wait to see them come to fruition. Half Moon Bay is just going to get even more beautiful. You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. I'm John Williams.
KHMB contributor John Williams with our Feature Story of the Week. A reminder, if you ever miss one of our on-air feature stories, they are always available on demand by going to khmbradio.com and clicking on the icon Feature Story of the Week. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. We have all heard the phrase, you can never go back, especially when we reminisce about the good old days of our lives. Well, never say never, because with the help of the KHMB Time Machine and host Cameron Palmer, we are going back to the year 1984. The trip begins in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
It's a fact that your car or light truck runs on tires. And it's also true that those tires will wear out and need replacing. The challenge is to get good tires at a good price. Well, I think I can help you with that. This is Jason Peters at Phil's Tire and Auto Care. We have a full range of tires just right for your vehicle. Our prices are competitive. Plus, we have several yearly tire sales from leading manufacturers. The right tire at the right price. And, of course, we can take care of what rides on your tires. Whether brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, Phil's Tire and Auto has once again been voted the best auto repair shop in the Review's Reader Choice Awards. So check us out. Phil's Tire and Auto Care, 422 Barisma Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Our phone number is 726-5153. Drive safe. See you soon.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1984. This week, the KHMB Time Machine stops in August 1984. Here's the stories making news on the Coastside. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, schoolboy discovers buried hull at beach. A 10-year-old boy playing in the sand at popular beach discovered the remains of a 20-foot vessel. His foot struck a piece of wood and after many hours of toil, he was able to dig around the hull of a sunken vessel of unknown identity. And Cabrillo School District may drop membership in associations to save cash. The school board is considering its membership with the California School Board Association to save nearly $3,000 in annual membership fees. And driver suffers broken neck in accident near Pescadero Beach. A two-car crash near the Pescadero State Park resulted in a broken neck, even though the cars never touched. They were trying to pass traffic, and in order to avoid a collision, both ran off the highway. One car overturned and ended up in a ditch. As a result, one driver suffered a broken neck. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Let's talk coastal critters. We're blessed with a lot of wildlife. One couple, which we know as regulars at our pub, recounted their ongoing encounters dating back to moving here in the 90s. Here's what they shared. One morning, shortly after they bought their house, our visiting son spending the night announced there was something in the attic above his bed. I ventured up and proved him wrong and found a hawk's nest there that had broken the attic vent to allow him access. We think it may have been his birth nest, since we found lots of other guests in the backyard, including quail and somewhat rare black squirrels, gray tree squirrels, opossums, chipmunks, a skunk, a mouse, lots of birds, including a dove, and many cats. On our street, we've encountered hens, pheasants, and mountain lions. You gotta love the coast. This has all happened to establish the neighborhood with houses in close proximity. Not a rural setting at all, but it's part of living on the coastside. I also wanted to announce something coming up September 5th and 6th at the Coastal Arts League events. Priscilla Class, an incredible local artist, is hosting her first one-woman show at the Coastal Arts League, and her paintings will be on display September 2nd through September 29th. September 5th and 6th, there'll be a reception from 3 to 5 at the Coastal Arts League for the Priscilla Class Art Show. For more details, contact the Coastal Arts League. Priscilla lives locally on the coastside. Let's support our own. Head on down to the Coastal Arts League. 1984 in the big technology news is the following. The release of personal computers, PC. Apple releases the Macintosh computer. Following the boycott by the U.S. of the Moscow Olympics, the Soviets boycott the Los Angeles Olympic Games. Recession continues to be a problem in the U.S., and 70 U.S. banks are failing this year. Indian Prime Minister Gandhi is assassinated. An estimated 10 million people are facing starvation due to the famine in Ethiopia, and the United Kingdom and China agree Hong Kong to revert to China in 1997. A 1984 cost of living snapshot, the average cost of a new house is $86,000 against an average annual income of $21,600. Buy a pound of apples for 43 cents and a pound of bacon for $1.69. A movie ticket is $2.50 and gas to get to the show is $1.10 a gallon. Popular films include Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom, The Karate Kid, and The Terminator. On the small screen at home, people are watching Magnum P.I., Dynasty, Hill Street Blues, The A-Team, and Cheers. In popular music, this singer was originally part of a successful husband-wife duo, but she went solo after a divorce and celebrated with this number one gold hit. Here's Tina Turner and What's Love Got to Do with It.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Thank you.
There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do it.
His first hit record was 3 years ago, and he's not a one-hit wonder success. He, too, went gold this year with his number one hit. Here's Lionel Richie with Hello.
I've been alone with you inside my mind. And in my dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted. And my arms are open wide. Cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you. Sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. Cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by thank you.
This is Cameron Palmer inviting you back next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Tickets are going fast for the 11th annual Cooking for a Cause, benefiting Sonrisas Dental Health. Enjoy mouth-watering paella cooked live by award-winning chefs, toe-tapping flamenco music, exciting auctions, and more. Don't miss out. Grab your tickets now at sonrisasdental.org. That's sonrisasdental.org.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I would like to share a sweet story by Eileen Mitchell. It's about a kitty, Goldie, owned by Linda Fadak. It's called Kitty Who Loved Mint, a Cool Cat. About 1 month after we lost our first cat, also to cancer, my husband went against my wishes and brought home two very tiny kittens. I had emphatically told George I never wanted another cat because I couldn't stand the thought of experiencing such a painful loss again. But how could I say no to these two precious kittens? We named the rambunctious orange and white kitten Goldie and called the shyer charcoal and white one Heidi. She was supposed to be my cat and Goldie would belong to George. But from the start, it was Goldie who stole both our hearts. She was a pistol, that cat, running full speed to the kitchen where she'd take three flying leaps from floor to counter to the top of the cabinets and then hide. We'd frantically search the house, fearing she had somehow gotten outside, and then finally look up to see her greenish gold eyes peeking down at us. She did that for years and tricked us every time. Goldie had quite the nose for scents and was constantly seeking out tempting new smells. We learned to keep the bathroom door shut after catching her nibbling on a bar of soap. Almost every night she would approach me, making meowing sounds indicating that I should follow her down the hallway. Then she would stand on her hind legs, tap the bedroom door knob with her paw, and meow to be let in. When I opened the door, she would peruse the room, sniffing perfume bottles. This was one of her favorite activities, and she did it several times a week, right up until the day she died. Goldie's absolute favorite scent was peppermint. Whenever I ate a piece, she would awaken from even the deadest of slumbers and come running, sticking her face up to my mouth and drooling. I would puff the peppermint scent toward her face, and she would purr like an engine at NASCAR. On the October day that George took our ailing cat to the vet, I sent him with a note and a piece of peppermint. The note asked the vet to eat the candy, and as he administered the lethal drug, to gently blow the smell toward Goldie's face. I wanted my sweet girl to drift off to her favorite scent and feel my presence, even if I couldn't muster the strength to be there in person. 1 week later, I received a card from the vet offering his condolences and letting me know he'd done what I'd asked. We still have Heidi, who's nearly 19, plus five more cats to keep her company. But oh, how we loved our peppermint kitty. I doubt we'll ever see a personality like hers again. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Kevin Palmer of Premier Termite and Pest Control reflects on getting into the business.
Well, termites are a way of life here in Half Moon Bay. Somebody has to deal with these things. I figured I'm going to be that guy. So I looked into the whole termite business, and I said, you know what? I could do this. And that's when we developed Premier Termite. And it's a company that basically controls termites, gets rid of termites, and repairs the damage that termites have done. And if you think you're termite immune, well, you're wrong. Everybody's going to get them at some point in time in your life. And there's only two types of homes in this coast here. Ones that have termites and ones that are going to get them.
To schedule a termite and pest inspection, phone 726-7756 or visit premiertermiteinc.com.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian.
Did you know beyond leaving you drowsy and irritable, sleepless nights can take a serious toll on your physical and mental health? Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health, talking to you about the health hazards linked to lack of sleep. Sleep deficiency can affect mood and the ability to make memories and learn, but it also affects metabolism, appetite, blood pressure, and levels of inflammation in the body, and perhaps even the immune response. Lack of sleep has been linked to stroke, obesity, diabetes, anxiety, depression, and the country's number one killers, heart disease and cancer. Number one, heart disease. Getting 7 hours of shut-eye after a day of healthy eating and moderate exercise can lower the risk of heart disease by up to 65%, according to a new study. The evidence is certainly growing that sleep should be added to our list of cardiovascular risk factors. The study adds to mounting evidence that sleep is key to heart health. A 2011 study published in the European Heart Journal found people who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were 48% more likely to develop or die from heart disease. Health hazard number two, stroke. A study of more than 5,600 people found that those who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were more likely to suffer a stroke than their well-rested counterparts. We speculate that short sleep duration is a precursor to other traditional stroke risk factors. And once these traditional risk factors are present, then perhaps they become stronger risk factors than sleep duration alone. Stroke risk is also higher in people who are overweight, diabetic, or hypertensive, all conditions linked to poor sleep. Health hazard number three, obesity and diabetes. Sporadic and irregular sleep can raise blood sugar levels and slow the body's metabolism, increasing the risk of obesity and diabetes. Sleep deficiency can also lead to bad food choices, according to a study that found that the sight of unhealthy food activated reward centers in the brains of sleep-deprived people. The results suggest that with less sleep, individuals will find unhealthy foods more attractive and rewarding, which may lead to greater consumption of these foods.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about health hazards linked to sleep. The fourth health hazard linked to lack of sleep is anxiety and depression. Sure, sleepless nights make for miserable mornings, but chronic sleep deficiency can lead to anxiety and depression, both serious mood disorders. They have trouble focusing and sometimes they feel like they just don't care anymore. Brain imaging suggests sleep deprivation can boost activities in the brain's emotional centers, according to another study. Our results suggest that just one night of sleep loss significantly alters the optimal functioning of this essential brain process, especially among anxious individuals. Study author Andrea Golson from the Sleep and Neuroimaging Laboratory at the University of California, Berkeley, said in a statement, "This is perhaps never more relevant considering the continued erosion of sleep time that continues across our society." The last health hazard linked to lack of sleep is cancer. Sleep deficiency has also been linked to an increased risk of cancer. A 2008 study published in the British Journal of Cancer found women who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were more likely to develop breast cancer, and a 2010 study published in the journal Cancer found that those who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were more likely to have colorectal polyps, which can lead to colon cancer. The biological mechanisms are unclear, but lack of sleep has been shown to boost levels of inflammation in the body and interfere with the immune response, both of which have been implicated in cancer. Sleep is restorative, says Daikin, and if you don't get it, your health will suffer. Finally, now that you have learned the importance of getting enough sleep, here's a few tips for achieving that sleep. Make sure your bedroom is dark and quiet, and avoid reading anything that's going to make you excited or worried, says Daikin. Try not to exercise or eat a big meal within 3 hours of your bedtime, but don't go to bed hungry either. Much of sleep deficiency is self-inflicted, but adults should do their best to go to bed at regular times and aim to have 7.5 hours on the average of sleep, says Daikin. Set your schedule such that you honor and respect your sleep needs. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, wishing you plenty of sleep and good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California.
My guest this week is Nick Peters of the band Pilgrims of Stoke. The Pilgrims of Stoke are a collection of singer-songwriters who share roots going back 30 years. Founding guitarist Nick Peters launched the idea to attract professional and semi-professional musicians who aren't in it for the money, but for the joy of being there for the music. You can see the Pilgrims of Stoke on the Coastside Saturday, September 6th at the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra, the brainchild of Kenny Hibbetts and producer Rich Pearsall. Let's give a warm welcome now to Nick Peters.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, good, good. It's so great to meet you. Of course, the first and most obvious question, I've never had Pilgrims of Stoke on my carousel show yet. Where did you guys get the band name?
It's not a band name, it's a mission statement. So we invite ourselves and our audience to go on a pilgrimage looking for Stoke. And I grew up in Southern California. I'm the founder of the band. Anytime a band and the audience enters what I call the listening space, which is a very respectful place where anything can happen. Just like in surfing culture, you find yourself full of energy and full of higher vibrations, so to speak. And we just call that stoke. My British fans look at me and go, what the heck? That town is horrible. But the Californians all get it. It's kind of a silly name, but it kind of works for what we're doing.
Tell us about the kind of music you grew up with in Southern California. I see on your website here, you grew up in the San Clemente area. I bounced between Half Moon Bay and Carlsbad here in SoCal all the time, homes in both. Do you still have a life down here?
Yeah, actually, last weekend I played in Ojai at the Naturalist with Tony Calife, a fellow pilgrim of 30 years. Then we played in San Clemente at my sister's house for her 20th, and then we played in San Diego actually last Saturday at a local neighborhood festival. But growing up down there, I listened to tons of Led Zeppelin, of course. Jimi Hendrix was a huge influence, still is to this day. And then after arriving up north here in Palo Alto, Stanford in 91, up here found the Grateful Dead along the lines of the Garcia Grisman project, the David Grisman, Jerry Garcia acoustic album. And so the rest became history for me. Now the projects that I do, we try to actually live by some of those credos, which is to take things a little bit further.
Now you're coming to the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra. We'll talk about that right after we play your first song today. And we're going to go in order of release of these. This is from the Listening Space in 2016. It's called Drink the Girl. Tell us about that song.
It's based on a riff that I lifted from my guitar teacher, Chris Rosbach, who I started studying with along with Tony Calife about 94, 95. And it's got some nods to Eric Burdon and War lyrically. And Celso Alberti, who's on all of our records, is the drummer. And just check it out. The drumming on this is spectacular. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's Drink the Girl. It's Coastside Carousel with Nick Peters on KHMB and the Pilgrims of Stoke.
I was out drinking music just the other day with the muse to show where half all my heroes go. Well, she looked at me and smiled and laid her hands upon my thigh. Don't you worry, little boy. You got to be saying goodbye. Did you spill the wine? Did you spill the wine? Don't you worry, little boy. You got this on your goodbye.
Did you spill the wine? Did you spill the wine?
Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local musicians and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. And with me today is Nick Peters of Pilgrims of Stoke, the founding member. You can see them on Saturday, September 6th at the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra, the brainchild of Kenny Hibbets and producer Rich Pearsall. By the way, Nick, how did you hook up with those guys? I mean, they're my musical brothers, and I hadn't heard you guys before today, so I'm very excited to see you.
Fantastic. We hooked up with Kenny Hibbets, actually, it turns out, through John Lester, who's our touring bass player, and he's on the first album. He's an old friend. I met him in 96 working on an album with Tony Calife, who's also a Pilgrim.
So you've never played the Alpaca Barn yet?
Never played it, but I've been there several times, seen some great shows recently, Mark Coran and Taya Gherkin, and of course, John Lester. So Kenny and Rich are really cool people, the whole family, and there's actually alpacas there.
All right, Nick, let's go into another song from your second album, and this album is called The Circle. By the way, you can find all this music on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music, and even pilgrimsofstoke.com, where everything is there, even some YouTube videos. And Nick, you get really granular. I want to talk about the song No Foundation and the Salty Saints, as you call them in Southern California. Talk about that song.
Oh, well, fantastic. You paid attention to the lyrics. So No Foundation is based on a concept where a lot of us in the Western world and throughout the world actually have worldviews that are not self-consistent. And so you'll have people that have various mythologies, various belief systems that don't accord with science, if they stick with science as their primary or vice versa. And so all of us in our own ways are standing on foundations that are a little bit movable. And all of us have some mystery and doubt in our lives. But the Salty Saints and all that is, it's a kind of an homage also to the Southern California. So there's talk of the prodigal son, and the Salty Saints, for instance, is San Clemente, San Onofre, also reference to Salt Creek, one of the best shortboarder shredder places, Trestles, all these places.
Let's hear it now, Nick. This is called No Foundation from your second album, The Circle, in 2020. It's the Pilgrims of Stoke on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
No foundation, only flow. Offshore breeze is pushing me home, where the redwood shingles are fading to gray. What we could hear, they could say. Salty saints, tanned and wild, in different ways, and the prodigal child. Humble steps, water and stone, on no foundation. Sliding through this golden age, hope we don't slip off the page. Now just because we ain't lost doesn't mean we ain't a goner. We could melt a lot of frost,
upon earth. Sliding through this golden age, sliding through this golden age, sliding through, sliding
is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local musicians and the Bay Area bands who come here to play live on community radio for the Coastside KHMB. We're hearing the music today of Nick Peters and his band, the Pilgrims of Stoke. You can see them Saturday, September 6th at the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra. Now, where do you get your rhythm? Because you're not using drums on many of these, and but you've got the tabla, you've got some other exotic melodies you're doing in there, almost an Indian style, right? Sure. But maybe not. Maybe it's John McLaughlin, a little progressive. You're playing off the beat. You're doing mixed time signatures on a lot of your stuff. Talk a little bit more about that.
I studied tabla myself under Tony Calife, who I can't say enough about. Tony and I are on tour all the time. We just finished a couple of tours this summer, and summer's still not over. So we study lots of time signatures. My other good partner and great songwriter, whose song you'll hear next, is Rob Morris. But the drummer that we're using exclusively on the first three albums is our old friend Celso Alberti, who's a Brazilian-trained American rock drummer, and he's backed Steve Winwood. He's won Grammys with Erto, Flora Purim. Just a phenomenal guy. Great drummer. We will pull him up live anytime the show is big enough. And I can't say enough also about his ability, not only as a drummer, but as a session musician. And he's a studio guy himself. So anybody looking for the greatest beats in the world and some of the smoothest sounds on a hi-hat, check out Celso's work everywhere you can go.
Let's hear it now on Coastside Carousel. This is called Sunrise. It's Nick Peters, the Pilgrims of Stoke on KHMB.
See us through. I want it all through. the door, howling for the cure to come soon. But they bit the hand of the medical man, and now the tide rides the moon. Lie back, breathe and count the stars. Do you feel the weight of all you are that go alone? Ride the high road, gotta keep the faith. Come so far, so far. Morning light, waking away. I feel the sunrise on my skin. Day by day, can I see us through? I'm on it all.
FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, your community, your voice on the radio with Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and we're listening to the eclectic sound of Nick Peters and Pilgrims of Stoke. Visit them on the Coastside Saturday, September 6th at the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra. Nick, this 20 minutes shoots by really fast, and I just want to kind of wrap up by saying I love your music. I can't wait to see you. I will be in the Bay Area for that period of time, and hopefully Rich lets me sneak in through the side door so I can sit in the back. And he always says, quiet, Mike, quiet. Don't talk too loud, because the musicians, we're recording this for a live album. So it's going to be great. Slack Tide Currents did a live album there, and it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, they're great.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us today on Coastside Carousel. We'll see you Saturday, September 6th at the Alpaca Barn and Soundstage in Monterra. And get your tickets on livecoastmusic.com. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you, Mike. Stay stoked, everybody.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Revisions today often assert that our founding fathers were atheists or agnostics or deists. This charge is not new. In fact, Patrick Henry was even called a deist in his lifetime. Clearly, no one could question his patriotism, but Henry was hurt that they would question his Christianity. Against the charge that he was a deist, Patrick Henry thundered, "Deism, with me, is but another name for vice and depravity. I hear it is said by the deist that I am one of their number, and indeed, that some good people think I am no Christian. This thought gives me much more pain than being called a traitor. Being a Christian is a character which I prize far above all this world has or can boast." Patrick Henry was quick to refute the charge of deism and to declare his open belief as a Christian.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.